All right, hello, and I'd like to welcome everyone to Michigan, our very first Michigan PTA student podcast. I'm Christine, and our topics today are self-image and self-care. I'm going to let everyone introduce themselves, and we'll get started.
Hi, my name is Geeta, and I'm a junior in high school.
Hello, I'm Lane. I'm also a junior, in high school.
I'm Charmy. I go to Farmington High School and I'm also a junior.
Hi, my name is Divya Masidia, and I'm also a junior at Farmington High
Hi, my
School.
name is Samia Punjala. I'm a sophomore at Farmington High School.
All right. So, starting off with self-image, what do you think of when the word self-image comes to topic?
I think confidence comes to mind, and also like knowing that like you're worth it and just like self-worth.
I can agree with that. Does anyone else have an opinion on the topic?
Yeah, I think self-image is basically how you kind of carry yourself and present yourself, you know, will it be to like other people or just kind of how you it like just like kind of, you know, that trying to think of words for it, but like, you know, not how other people think and not how other people kind of judge you, but how you kind of like think of yourself and how you want to present yourself.
Yeah.
I agree with that. It's also like how you carry yourself as a person. Your self-image is determined by like if you can like stay by yourself or if you need other support, which both of those aren't bad, but just for, it works for you.
Yeah, I love that. Are we cool with moving on to the next question? All right. How do you think students our age handle self-image?
I feel like a lot of the time, people our age are affected by how other people perceive us. So we kind of think of it as our self-image is based off of what others think of us. And I feel like that's a little wrong because it's more about how we perceive ourselves, how we see ourselves, and not how outside factors affect us. So the way we handle it, I feel like it's more, we're more prone to being changed, or more prone to like our perception being changed at this age.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Like, I think as teenagers, we often let people and change ourselves based on what other people want us to look like. Whether it be seeing like other people on social media, seeing trends that are going around, like other kind of things like that. And somebody will make a comment about you or something along those lines, and you'll like change your whole self-image based on that. And I think a big thing with like students our age is not letting other people control how you change your self-image and basing it on how you feel. I think that's one of the biggest things that we need to look at and try to fix, I guess, right now.
Lane, do you want to ask a question?
Yeah, sure. So I think this is a really important question. It might seem like a little bit more fun, but I also think it's really important, like how we view people that everybody knows. So, are there any celebrities or public figures you admire for their confidence and positive self-image, and who? And if I'll start off really quick, I think when people often meet like celebrities in person, I think that always the thing that people say is that they're real humans too, because you see them on social media, you'll see them on TV and all these different things, and they don't like, they're not really real, I guess. They're just kind of like a higher being or whatever, but at the end of the day, they're real people too. And I think, like, for confidence and stuff, I think it's really how those people present themselves and play a role model. So if they just act like, you know, normal people too, they're nice, they're respectful, they're kind to everybody, I think that really can have a really positive effect on our generation, especially with like the celebrities that relate to us, and not like, you know, going overboard with their dresses or their whatever they wear, and just kind of being a little bit more normal. I really like celebrities that kind of do that and are just respectful and show people that like they are just real people. They're not like a higher being, I guess.
I like the words of that they're just people. They're not, they don't have to be these superior beings to everyone else, that they can also just be one of us.
I completely agree. I also think that like it's very hard to differentiate between like what kind of celebrity is like acting like themselves versus if they're like trying to act not like someone but like not exactly be themselves, because they do have to maintain their image online. They can't just say like random things that any quote-unquote normal person would say, because you know that might not really be what they were thinking. But we don't really see that many like normal or like down-to-earth celebrities that are you know, like they live in like a quote-unquote normal life, and like they might have gone to high school like the rest of us, and you know, like they were in like more public places. But I think we have to be careful with like who we're looking up to, because that might not really be who they are. And yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
I think as celebrities, they're in the spotlight, and we, like we talked about before, how our self-image is easily like changed by others' opinions. They probably see so many comments about themselves, which can change their own self-image and can be very damaging. So I admire any celebrity that is able to be authentic and not let comments like that affect them and their self-image, and they still carry themselves the way they want to and are down to earth.
I agree with that. Like sometimes I'm like on social media, I just see comments of people bashing each other. Like they don't, like I feel like sometimes like the fans assume they know so much more about a person than they really do.
On the topic of social media, we do have a question about it. Do you think social media has a positive or negative effect on self-image, and why?
I think it can go both ways, but I definitely think a lot of damage can be done to a person's self-image due to social media. There's so many like stereotypes, and it's really easy to compare yourself to others, and it can be really damaging. You see comments and it makes you kind of want to be like other people, or like if you are in a certain way and people like have other insecurities, it can cause you to be insecure too. So, but on the other hand, there's also so many like creators that promote like this self, like love, and like want people to practice like self-care. And so there's that side of it, things too.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it really depends.
Yeah, I think it really depends on what content you take in. If you're on like a side of social media where everyone's like negative, you're going to take in that negative stuff. So it's really important to like know where you are on social media and make sure you try to only take in the positive stuff.
Yeah, I think that it does go both ways, because like on TikTok, for example, many creators make content about like normalizing and making sure that everybody feels welcomed, and making sure that like insecurities aren't really insecurities. So they're like making things more known, like cellulite and stretch marks, like all these things are normal. And these like influencers help people realize that it's normal and nothing to be ashamed of. But there's also the other side, which is like, I saw a video the other day, and the comments of this video were like, oh my god, this girl has perfect legging legs, and people saying, oh my god, I wish I had those legging legs. And I was just there thinking to myself, like, what does that even mean? Like, I feel like people are also creating new insecurities along the way, because I've never heard of legging legs, and these girls are like, oh my god, I wish I had legging legs. But I think everyone has legging legs, So, yeah.
Yeah, like what
Oh, sorry. No, go ahead.
sorry. Like saying going off what Charmy said too, I think like now there's like the trend of the legging legs and all, but I think that kind of standard or whatever is constantly changing, so people can't always keep up with these trends and whatever the standard is at the time. So new insecurities are constantly like forming depending on what the like new standard is or the new trend. So kind of ignoring all that and like reminding yourself that it's literally fake and there's no such thing as, legging legs or, the perfect whatever it is, and just reminding yourself that like everything, like you're normal and you can't like consume this content or else it's going to damage your own self-image.
Yeah, I think social media, I think for the most part, I think it's very good to keep it within your friends and the people you know. I like, because you want to be surrounded with people that are going to support you. So if you're like just making Instagram posts and say you have a private account and you just want your friends to see that and then they can comment or whatever and like the posts and stuff and you show them how you're doing. And all that stuff, like, I think that can definitely have a positive effect, especially when people, like, maybe are feeling a little bit lonelier and they want to, like, just connect with other people. Social media can be a good way to do that. But I think when you go to, like, post maybe more TikTok or, like, Instagram Reels or whatever, and maybe you post something, then other people can come in and, like, make negative comments, which can really bring you down. Especially if you just like intended it to be like maybe you were making a funny video with your friends or something and then it turns like negative. I just think a lot of people are looking to bring other people down and that's like a source of their happiness. Like I see a lot of people on social media, especially in like the comment sections, they'll just be looking to bring other people down and it's necessary, not necessarily, you might be better than someone, but it's behind a screen. You don't know what that other person's like. And a lot of times those people are just projecting their own insecurities. So I think, at the end of the day, keep social media to the people you're comfortable with. And I think you should like be ready to kind of handle a lot of negativity and maybe be in a good place. Like if you're not in a great place at the moment or whatever your state you're in, maybe you're feeling a little down or something like that, I think it's good to just keep it within your kind of group and your circle.
I agree with that. And also, the thing with like content creators that promote self-love, self-care, like Divya was saying, though they're not celebrities, I feel like they're normalizing being normal, if that makes sense. Like, since we see, like, back to the topic from before, celebrities all the time, like, as Charmy was saying, stretch marks, cellulite, celebrities project this image that has none of that. They're like perfect. So that's why we always compare ourselves to them, trying to get to that perfect level. But now, like nowadays, all these content creators, they're starting to come up with more like, they're raising awareness of being normal, which before we thought celebrities were like normal and they were better. But no, like now we're learning that normal is actually like us being ourselves. And I feel like that's the good part of social media, like other than the bad influences parts of social media. But yeah.
I liked that like clarification of what normal is. Like normal is being who you are and not whatever others project you to be and how you feel you're supposed to be. So nice. Do you have any like suggestions for people to practice healthy self-image?
I feel like this kind of so don't care too much about what other people say. Like, of course, if your close friend is telling you like something like maybe you should go to sleep earlier, care about that. Like, that's different. But things about like self-image, like, oh, like your hair doesn't look that great. Or, like, I feel like at one point you should just not care too much about what other people say about you. So if someone is trying to bring you down, saying some negative comments about how you look, how you act, something about that, just like cast it aside, just laugh and just ignore it, act as if you didn't even hear it. I feel like that's a really good way to just not be affected by this stuff, because if you take it to heart, once you like take it in and start processing it, it's just in your brain now. You're like, even if it's not conscious, you're unconsciously trying to change the way you look, the way you act, and that's just how it all starts, like conforming to other people's stereotypes, needs, wants. And then you're just not your own self-image anymore. You're someone else's image of yourself, which is not what we want.
Yeah, I think that's like the best thing that you can do to yourself, is like have that good balance of caring. Because if you care, if you don't care at all, then you can kind of like lose yourself. You maybe are not, that leads to not practicing good self-care, which we'll talk about, you know, later. But then you kind of lead down a bad path if you're not caring at all. But if you care too much, then you're going to let everything affect you. So like a good thing I talk about, and like when it comes to like caring, is like, I think it's not necessarily self-image, and it can be like grades wise, like how you're like, oh, I got an A in this class, or I did that. I think it like kind of connects to self-image in the way that it's about caring and all that stuff. So like when I was in middle school, I think I cared about every single point, everything, and I would not hang out with friends and like do this because I had all this homework, and I would make sure I'm studying. If I got a B on one of my math tests, it would be like the end of the world. And then I think as I got into high school and I like grew older, you know, I kind of learned to relax on the caring and like not care as much. And then when I freshman year, it was hard. Like, it's high school now, and I did not get all A's on all my tests. Like, I got A's on maybe half my tests. But I learned kind of the art to like not care, because it's hard. It's really hard when you think about it to have that balance of caring, because a lot of people you see either don't care at all or care too much. So when it comes to self-image, I think, yeah, like, don't let other people affect you. And I think sometimes you might want to take some criticism at times, but don't let it deep down get to you. Just use it as something like to learn from or something like that.
I think that self-image is all about positivity, and like one's own self-image can reflect onto others too. Like, for example, if you see someone and you really like their shoes, you really like their clothes, or you just think that they're straight up beautiful, just like tell them, you'll make their day, and they'll have this image of you in their head to like, oh my god, this girl is so nice. She complimented me. I really appreciated that. Like, it's all about positivity and spreading that love. So I feel like if you're commenting on other people and thinking, oh my god, like, what is she wearing, or anything along the lines, you're just reflecting that off of yourself and your own insecurities. So I feel like in order for you to become a better person and have a better self-image of yourself in your head, but also for others to think of you as someone who is really nice. And some people may not care if other people think they're nice or not, but if you really do care and you just want everyone to know that you are, you know, like in the right place, and that you really like complimenting others, I think that that's a great thing people can do in order for them to feel better about themselves and just reflect their positivity onto others and make others feel happy too.
Can you repeat the question you said again? I had something to say and I just totally forgot.
What suggestions do you have to practice healthy self-image?
Okay, so I was going to say, like, I'm not on, like, social media too much, but I try to, like, whenever I'm on it, like, Instagram, I have, like, a close friend's, like, story, and that's where I, like, talk, because I know, like, hopefully a lot of, like, close friends are always, like, supporting me, so I try to keep, like, my social media usage to a minimum, and, like, keep it only with my close friends, because I know at the end of the day, they'll be supporting me, and that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. It's like when you talked about all that matters, like there are certain people that in your mind you have to think, do I really need to listen to this person? Like, if they're your friend, then you can definitely, you know, learn from them and stuff like that. But if it's just a random stranger, that person has really no effect on your life, and they they couldn't care less about you.
Yeah.
So,
oh, I just said, yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, now that we're kind of moved past self-image, we're going to switch into self-care. So, really, the main thing here is, like, self-care is... I think it's kind of independent of other people. It's really solely about yourself. Now, it can be, like, self-care, like, you care for yourself with the help of other people, but... the first question that we have is like the big kind of overarching thing. So what do you consider self-care?
I feel that self-care is anything, it doesn't have to be one or two things. Self-care is anything that you think lifts you up or brightens your mood, something that you think helps you in the long run or short run. So that can include, like, if skincare is helping you, then go for it. Like, if you think, like, doing something for your skin is something that, like, you caring for yourself, then that's for you. Or if you think exercise is self-care, or hanging out with other people, like, I feel like self-care is just, it's such a wide range of topics that it really just applies to each separate person. And recently, skincare has gotten very popular. And the thing about that is that self-care with that is because you're putting in the effort to try to care for yourself, which is why it's gotten so famous recently. And yeah, I think self-care just has to do with putting in the effort to try to help yourself and not others.
To me, at least for myself, self-care is giving yourself a moment to take a break from reality. Like, I would get out a book if classes are stressing me out or just life is getting a little too real for me. Reading a book or just kind of, sometimes I meditate, or like you said, skincare is a common one. Just taking a moment to focus on yourself instead of everything else around you.
Yeah, I like to think of self-care as just hitting the reset button. So if you're in a stressful situation, something you can do that will allow you to just restart, kind of, you know, obviously you can't restart, but to give yourself some fresh air or something along those lines to get you going again and allow you to be your best self. So whatever allows you to be your best self, I think, is what's the most important in self-care.
All right, well, if we're good on that one, how can self-care impact one's mental and emotional well-being?
You can go, Divya.
So by practicing self-care, like, you give yourself time to step back and you do something that you enjoy. And, you know, in day-to-day life, we're obviously stressed. Like, everyone has their own stressors. For many students, it can be their grades, tests, or whatever it is that might be impacting you at the moment. Giving yourself that time in the day to just relax will definitely help your mood and make you feel more relaxed, which can also reflect in your actions and your performance and other things. Because we're always, like, stressed or for whatever the reason may be. Also, I think self-care also applies to, like, your physical health as well as your mental health. So making sure you're eating 3 meals a day or whatever the case might be. Overall, keep you at, like, your best performance. And it'll help you, you know, take, like, life on with a, like, healthier approach.
Yeah, I think whenever you do something to, like, that positively affects your body, like, say, like, if you've ever, like, obviously we've all, like, you know, worked out or whatever, or played a sport or something, but I remember when it was during COVID and I would have a class, and I didn't really play a sport that year, so I would just go on runs, and whenever I went on a run and came back for my next class, it was always so much easier for me, because I think, like, by helping your physical health, it can really lead to helping your mental health, because you go outside and you're running and now all your blood's pumping and all that stuff, and it really can help you mentally. And, like, same, like, having a, you know, diet that includes, you know, healthy food, but also at the end of the day, like, foods that you like having, like, a meal that might not be that healthy, but it's something you enjoy and it's something you can kind of have, because I think so, like with like diets and stuff like that, like you want to have those nutritions, but at the end of the day you don't want to be like hurting your kind of mental health by like eating maybe to impress other people, like, oh, I gotta be on a diet, everybody's gonna look at me or whatever. Like, I think it's good to eat and kind of exercise and do your own routine that makes you feel the best.
I think self-care also helps with like the like debriefing whatever happened. Like, you can take a moment, pause, and like think about it before you go back into it, which will both help you mentally and emotionally.
Sorry, you can go. I think that, like, this might just be what I think, but I think that self-care doesn't always have to make you feel better, but I think it could be seen in another term of where you're doing the best that you can for yourself, even if that might not make you happy, like dealing with certain like mental problems that you might have, like going to therapy. Like, some people do not enjoy that, but they know, like, in the back of their head that might be what they really need and what's going to help them in the long run. Like, self-image, like, I know sometimes for me, like, skincare is like personally my thing. I really like doing it, but sometimes I don't want to do it. Like, it can feel like a task or a chore, but in my head, like, I think, oh, like, it's okay, like, I'm gonna be happy tomorrow if I do this, like, I'm gonna be thankful that I did this, like, you know, a week from now and didn't skip, like, taking off my makeup at night. Like, I know that that's not, like, comparable to a mental health issue, but in, like, people can agree to disagree, but yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. I think having a routine might have a factor in it. Like, for myself, I tend to wake up late or just run out of time in the morning, so like prepping stuff the night before, I like thank myself later, and like it might not be enjoyable to do the night before, but then the morning of, I'm glad it's already there set up for me so I can relax. So yeah.
Well, I agree with that, and also I feel like there's like a more effective way to like do skin self-care and then a less effective way to do it. I feel like if you're doing it and you're not focusing on yourself, you're thinking, like, for example, oh, I gotta be on this test, I gotta see, I don't know, whatever, right? If you're thinking that while doing your self-care, then it's not gonna be as effective, because even though you're caring for yourself physically, you're not doing so mentally. So I feel like you guys were saying before, if you just pause everything and literally only look at yourself, like, I also do skincare. It's a pretty big example right now, but when I do it, I don't think of any, like, I just look at myself, I rub my face with my soap, and my mind goes blank. And that's the best thing for me, because then when I go to bed, I feel like I just refreshed myself. I didn't just wash my face, I washed my mind of everything, like, that was stressing me out, until I, you know, go back and revisit that stuff. And, you know, like, it just really helps me reset and just not putting my mind at ease when I do my skincare. It just, it's not as effective. It for the rest of the night or the rest of the day, I don't feel as fresh or as, like, restarted, you know, rebooted. So.
Yeah, also, I think self-care is, like, a lot about caring about yourself. Because, like, really, you really don't take time to think about yourself. Because you're always, like, especially in high school, you're always doing this, that, this, that. You always, like, thank other people, but you really don't get time to, like, think about yourself. And say, like, wow, I do good. Because you're always thinking, what can I do to be better? So I think it's really important to have self-care, especially like in our age group.
Okay. Are we cool about that topic? For another question, how does technology affect self-care, and are there good or bad factors to it?
I feel like. Sorry, you can go.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry. So I feel like before we were talking about social media, technology, it holds like the power of having social media, having the internet, having so many accesses to everywhere around us. So that definitely, as we talked about before, like, it affects our self-image, what we see from others, but also like our phones, for example, when we like getting a notification gives us like a dopamine rush. And when we get more and more notifications, they're like, for example, if you're a content creator, and you get like countless notifications, like this, comment this, share this, and you're constantly getting that dopamine rush. And when you get addicted to that and you don't get notifications, suddenly like your dopamine levels are lower. You don't know like what to do and you're waiting for a notification. I feel like in that sense, electronic devices like phones, they're not as good for us, which is why me personally, I think we should find like a middle ground to how much we're using our phones. Like, of course, like use your phone. It's a necessity if you need to like contact your parents or just need some downtime for yourself. Of course, that's totally fine. But if we get addicted to that dopamine rush, then we'll be reliant on that. And then we won't be as happy without it. That's like self-care, you know?
Yeah, I agree with what Geeta said, in a sense, like, it's really, if you aren't able to, like, disconnect from social media, because it is very addicting, you know, to just constantly keep scrolling and, like, consuming whatever content is being put out there, it's really easy to be influenced, and it's like, hard to detach and give yourself, like, the break that you probably need, because you're just so, like, stimulated and entertained. But truly, it can like affect your mental health if you're just constantly like just staring at your phone and like taking in whatever you're seeing on social media. So I think it's really important like to know how to take the break from your phone and just put it away and find something that actually like resets you. And like, for example, skincare, whatever other methods, like you said, meditation. So just sometimes it can be difficult to put the phone down. In that case, technology might not be the best thing for self-care.
Yeah, I think it's very important to, like, kind of going back to self-image, not let how you see other people on the internet affect how you take care of yourself. Because obviously, a lot of people want to look like these people or be like these people, and I think you really have to stick to what you find to be the best for your own health and not what other people might be doing on social media. I think it can be helpful, like if you just need a break, but for the most part, I don't think social media has that much of a positive. I think the negatives definitely outweigh the positives for self-care. All right, does anybody have any last kind of things they want to share or anything on self-image or self-care? All right, well, if not...
Yeah, I had one quick thing. I think overall, just, like, try not to get, like, attached to social media and, like, keep it to a minimum. And, like, focus on more real-life relationships with people, like, in your class than, like, online, because online can always be fake. You never know what someone's like saying. I feel like if you have like those real life relationships, like I'm friends with some of the people on this call, like it's so nice seeing them in person rather than texting them online.
Yeah, I think those personal interactions are definitely very, very important. So this was our first Michigan student podcast that is completely run by students, and we talked about today self-image and self-care, a lot about how you perceive yourself with self-image, how others can affect your self-image, and how you want to carry yourself. And then with self-care, it was a lot about, you know, doing things that you find to be happy, and it's kind of completely based around what you like to do, and that's kind of more of the personal kind of thing there. So if we don't have any other comments, then we can go ahead and end this episode. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.